Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Rick Kugel reporting. The U.S. to accept Syrian refugees. The United States says it'll take in at least 10,000 Syrians in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria.
The president has directed his team to consider how we can further scale up our response.
Spokesman Earnest says background checks on the new arrivals will be robust to ensure U.S. national security is not endangered. Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the plan, as did Slovakia. Hungary says it hopes to complete a fence by early next month to keep more refugees from entering. Al-Qaeda-led rebels killed 56 Syrian government soldiers during an assault on an airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of Abu al-Duhur airbase in the northwestern Syrian province or afterwards. 40 soldiers were taken prisoner, and dozens of others were missing. Syrian state television confirmed government troops had left the base. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of human, has been named Homo naledi after the Rising Star Cave where the bodies were found. The find was announced Thursday by an international team of scientists led by Lee Berger, an American paleoanthropologist. This is VOA News.